like Gruber Scorned, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Scott Tissue that I wish you saw.
All right, Bob, thank you for that, or something like that. Greatly appreciate that. 15 days until the midterms. Coming up here in just a little bit, Steve Bannon will join me here on the program. Steve Bannon's going to talk about his time campaigning right now around the country and trying to help Republicans win. We'll get his insight on what's going on with the Trump White House and immigration, the economy, and all of those things. But first, Sam Nunberg joining me. An American public affairs consultant based in Manhattan, also Steve Bannon's senior advisor, also an advisor to Donald Trump during his 2016 presidential campaign. Sam, welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks for having me on again. It's a real honor.
And it's always good to have you here. We could see the highest turnout, and I'm seeing this already because, as you know, early voting has already begun. And so we could see turnout in the midterms here like we haven't seen since the 1960s, we're told. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's an indication that this election, for people on both sides of the aisle, Steve, is like a presidential election. And frankly, it is, because as we know, and we saw with Brett Kavanaugh as a dress rehearsal, if the Democrats take over the House, if, for instance, in Michigan, we lose those two seats that America's watching, Michigan 11, Michigan 8, I believe, Lita Epstein is running as a Republican candidate, in Michigan 11, if we lose those seats and you have Nancy Pelosi as the speaker, then they will impeach Donald Trump. I don't care. They don't care, trust me, the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. They don't care if they can get a conviction in the Senate. They will impeach him. They will throw every investigation they have at him. They will look to effectively handcuff this man in the second half of his first term. He will not be able to conduct any domestic policy, of course, but of course foreign policy as well. So that's why the stakes are so big. Look, the Democrats, they really are good at something, and I have to give them credit for it, Steve. They're good at levers of power. They're good at operating the government. We're not, as Republicans. We're not big, you know, we're not big government types, unfortunately.
Well, you say that, Sam, but hold on, because you look at what this president has been able to accomplish. His administration with this Congress has gotten more done in less than 2 years than, honestly, than I recall, and more, it's done more to advance conservatism than any president in my lifetime.
Well, you're 100% right. What I meant was, is they're able to manipulate government to get things that they want. And what they've effectively been able to do with this 2018 election is, from the day that Donald Trump won Michigan, from the day that Donald Trump won Pennsylvania, late at night on 2016, they've been out to take him out to make sure that he that momentous election he had doesn't count. And Steve, if, let's say, for instance, in Michigan, if Republicans do not keep those House seats, okay, if they lose those House seats, those are more seats that the Democrats have to then take out this president. And effectively, what they have done is made this a presidential election. And listen to the president himself. He'll tell you that.
Both of these seats are very tight. Mike Bishop is leading in the eighth. The incumbent Republican Mike Bishop has a three-point lead, according to all recent polling. And Lena Epstein, that you mentioned here in the 11th Congressional District, running nose and nose, tied in that seat. So it's going to be coming down to the wire in the 11th. The 8th, a little bit of light between Mike Bishop and Alyssa Slotkin, his challenger, but not much. Not enough to feel comfortable, that's for sure.
I would say, though, Steve, I have seen it once again, and I think that James, the Senate candidate, his campaign is he's getting a little more traction. What I would say is if people come out to vote, from the numbers I've seen, we will keep those House seats.
I think you're right. Let me ask you this.
But they got to vote.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because this is the important thing. Do you still talk to the White House? Obviously, you have some communications back and forth here and there. Is the president going to come to Michigan? Because the governor's race is about an 8 or 9 point race. You mentioned John James challenging Debbie Stabenow. It got into the single digits, but some people think it's still a double digit race. Does the president use one of those stops, one of those rallies, to come here in support of Mike Bishop, Lena Epstein, and some of those candidates that are struggling a little bit? Or does he keep in places like Texas and Nevada and Arizona? Where does he go?
Well, the short answer is I hope he does.
Me too.
I don't know his schedule. I don't have that. I mean, I talked to the White House. What I would say is he should come to Michigan. I think it's very important for him to come to Michigan, because just like Michigan helped historically deliver the presidential election to him, this election this time in 2018 is his first reelect, and he should. And I think that that's why he's communicating across the country, no matter what, that this election is a referendum on him. And the message I can say once again is, and I know it's the message you say every day, Steve, on your show, is this is Donald Trump's first reelect. They will impeach this man if we lose the House. That is why it is so important for us to keep all these Republican House seats.
We need the momentum. We need to continue checking things off the list of campaign promises that are kept. Sam Nunberg here, an American political consultant based in Manhattan. You just created the Citizens of the American Republic, an outside political group, a 501c4. and how are you approaching that? What are you doing with that?
Well, that's Steve Bannon formed that group. It's Citizens of the American Republic. And as a C4, obviously, we're an educational organization. But what we've been doing is, Steve has made a film. It's called Trump at War, TrumpAtWar.com, I believe. It's on available, TrumpAtWar.com.
Correct.
And we have been going across the country, including he's going to be coming to Michigan sometime next week. And he has been doing small rallies, large rallies, any rally, communicating the message that I've just been telling you about how important it is to vote for candidates who support Donald Trump's agenda and what this agenda stands for. And you know, you're 100% right when you said before everything the man has accomplished. And if you think about it, if you were some of it's just frankly common sense, Steve, but he's gone against the grain on basic principles from both sides of the aisle. If you were
over and over.
Right, and if you would have told me, for instance, Steve, that putting tariffs on the Chinese would not have affected our economy, at least yet, would not have affected our economy. In fact, we'd be going gangbusters, and the Chinese would be the ones coming to us to negotiate. It was such a crazy.
Well, just think about what this president, what could he have accomplished if he wasn't fighting, wasn't buffeted by the resistance in the Democratic Party and the support of the national news media, by and large, if he wasn't facing those two major headwinds, how much could have been done on behalf of the American people? I'll give you the last word, Sam.
Well, that's exactly right. And once again, all I could say is that this election is more important. I've never seen an election like this in the midterms where effectively, we're either going to continue to have a prosperous country, we're going to continue to have a great running domestic economy, or we're going to let a leftist mob undemocratically take out a president of the United States through the fiat of the bureaucracy and investigations like we have never seen. So I really hope all Republicans get out to vote.
Sam, good message. Good having you here, as always, and look forward to talking to you again soon. 15 days to go before these midterm elections. And as I mentioned, Steve Bannon joining me here on the program coming up in hour number 3. We'll spend the whole hour with Steve Bannon talking about what he thinks it's going to take to win, what he would say to the Democrats if he was advising them. Sam Nunberg, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, I hope Steve doesn't give you that answer.
Well, you know, he's a terrific consultant and a terrific analyst. You ask him what he thinks about things, you know. Sam,
yeah,
thank
great.
You. There you have it. Sam Nunberg, American political consultant, works with Steve Bannon on a regular basis, helped the president in 2016. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947, the one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me in my Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started today.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit energysavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S.